Jay Cutler is a guy who loves football. Jay Cutler is a guy who's willing to learn. Jay Cutler, to me, in my very short time with him, wants to do everything he can to help this franchise and please our amazing fans. And that's where we're going to start. And we're going to work one day at a time in a proactive way with a sense of urgency to get him to be the guy that he wants to be and we want him to be. You know, I had a chance to meet with Jay 10 years ago in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was raining. We had no facility and no receivers. So we basically sat in a room for 2 days and stared at each other. It was a difficult environment to try to get the most out of somebody. But when I sat with him, I found out he had some very core capabilities. He was tough, he was smart, and he loved football. I had the opportunity to meet with him a couple of days ago. He's a different guy. He's in tune to where he is and where he wants to go. He understands where his strengths and his weaknesses, and he wants to go forward. I can't wait to get my hands on him and go to work with him. And I think he's ready. And we're going to try to put a system of football and put people around him that can help him be the player that he wants to be. And that's the exciting part, and we'll get started today. We're going to go to work as soon as we leave here on multiple levels with Phil and our personnel. But part of the calendar is getting together with Jay, taking it play by play throughout the season, evaluating his performance in different ways, on a macro level and on a micro level. The big things that he does that he wants to improve on and we want him to improve on, and the micro level, from taking a snap to dropping back and throwing the football and everything in between. And it's a meticulous process. And so that's the way we're going to start. And whether it was an 8-year-old starting football or a 28-year-old who played 10 years or 8 or 10 years in the National Football League, we had a 41-year-old quarterback this year. Every first day at training camp, it's this is a football. And the fundamentals and techniques are the most important thing to helping our football team win. Quarterback's got a big job. He's got to protect the ball. And he's got to live for the next play. He does it a number of different ways. At the snap, in the running game, in the confines of the pocket, locating the ball, and outside the pocket. And there's fundamentals and skills and techniques you got to have to do that. And we're going to start at day one from trying to get that done. Well, every quarterback is special at the professional level in the National Football League. It is so hard. I mean, playing the quarterback position, are you kidding me? I mean, it's the most difficult position to play in all of sports. You know, quarterbacks, they have to have multiple levels of ability from physical, mental, emotional. It all goes hand to hand. And then they got to be wired to handle the chaos of a pass rush, trajectory of the football, finding the open guy amidst all this chaos where people are trying to knock him down. You know, these guys are tough guys. They're gym rats. They're wired differently. And that's why I've always been attracted to working with these guys, because there is so much involved on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, year-to-year basis that these guys have to go through. That's why we really have to respect them. It is the toughest job in all of sports. The quarterback's going to have the keys to the car, okay? He's going to have the keys to the car because he's in the best situation before the snap of the ball to get us in the best play. That's certainly part of football, will be part of football here. It's part of football throughout our league. So I don't anticipate, and Jay's not a first-year player coming in. He's a experienced NFL quarterback and a very intelligent one at that. And so there's times where we'll allow him to do that because it's in the best interest of the offense and the team to do it. There's other plays we don't want him to, but we're certainly not going to put a position. We're going to put him in a position to make sure that he's protecting the football while running the play. It's a loaded question, but I'll try to answer with a short answer, okay? The formula for success for a quarterback in the National Football League is too complicated to project. And we know that over the years, that we think a guy's going to make it and then he doesn't. You know, the number one marriage in all of sports is the marriage between a quarterback and his coach. That's it. It starts there. And then everything proceeds from that. There's got to be a connection and there's got to be an element of trust, professional trust, that you have to have. I think that we don't have that yet, certainly, but I thought there's indications that we can get started, and we got started in the right place. He loves football, and I love football. We're going to have two passionate guys in the room trying to win football games for the Chicago Bears, and that's a pretty good start. I will be calling the plays. I will be working with Aaron and our staff in a cooperative manner during the week, so there's accountability and empowerment with our coaching staff that we're all prepared to play this game on the offensive side, as we will in defense and special teams as well. But the ultimate buck passes through my shoulders. I will be calling the plays to Jay in the headsets each and every day, and I would say that I am calling the plays, obviously with the help and confidence and cooperation of Aaron and our staff. That's the way it's done. Over the 5 years that I was in Canada, I worked this way. I've experienced this. I don't see any difference in the process. And for the fact of the matter is, I love calling plays. I mean, I love ball, and I want to be hands-on and coach football. And because I get to stand in these shoes, as long as Phil lets me and ownership lets me, I get to do that. And I'm going to do that only if it's in the best interest of the team. It's been in the best interest of the team the last 5 years in Montreal. If it's in the best interest of the team, that's what I believe I will start out doing. If that changes, I'll let you know. You know, your philosophy is fluid. You know, it changes year in and year out. You see people doing things south of the border, and you see doing things north of the border, and you can watch it, and then you get your research and development, you know, brain set out, and you try to figure out what they're doing because it looks good. So I think there's always nuances, Dan, that take place south of the border, north of the border. Certainly we'll bring some of those things in. There'll be some things that I'll pass along to the coaches, and we'll see if we can retool it and refit it for NFL football, which, you know, going into it, I wouldn't bring it up to them if I didn't thought it had a chance. The process it's a great question. The process we've used in the last 5 years, you know, the model is that I'll be in with the quarterback coach and the coordinator in the quarterback meetings on the field. We're going to go hip to hip with the quarterback, and so there'll be an involvement. It'll be an involvement that'll be will be intense, but that won't limit my job. I still have to maintain and know what's going on and connect our defense and our special teams as well, and there'll be time to do that. I've experienced that up in Canada. The only object of the offense at the end of the day is to score touchdowns. If we do it with 12 runs in a row or 12 passes in a row, nobody's going to care. We're going to get the ball in the end zone and try to defeat the team that we're playing on a play-by-play basis. And I'm not speaking for myself. I would be speaking for any coach in our league. That's what we try to do. We're not going to label ourselves. Obviously, the one thing we want to do is we want to be capable of being a very, very good running football team and very, very capable of being a very good passing team. So we have those tools on a play-by-play basis to do one or the other and have success. Well, the first thing is we have a system of football. We don't have a system. We have a system of football that Phil alluded to that is flexible to the people that we have. You know, and so we ought to, the way I look at it, I've seen Jay Cutler do some great things. We got to have him do great things. And our quarterbacks, I said it before, the quarterback in this league has got to play at an efficient level. It's our job as coaches to get him to do that. He has shown moments of efficiency, thereby we ought to be able to find the mechanisms to make him more efficient on a play-by-play basis. That's a challenge with any quarterback that you have. All I know is his productivity. You know, I know he caught over 100 balls. I know he averaged 12.9. That's great productivity. I didn't see him play enough to comment even more. Obviously, just by that, you'd have to say he was a pretty darn good player. You know, you want to make sure, this is how I see it. You want to make sure a defense can defend everybody. Because as soon as they focus on one, they've got the better hand. So we want to make sure that we can attack the field sideline to sideline, and we'll try to do that with our offense to move the ball around. But we're always going to try to get the ball to the open guy. That's what really matters. And Brandon Marshall was open, so they threw the ball to him. That's all I know from statistically speaking. Whoop. That's what I know statistically speaking. But obviously, what we want our players involved. We want our players involved and feel a part of it. But to speculate at this point, I can't. There's so much work to do. And again, on so many different levels, I'm just excited to get started. Well, I haven't spent any time sizing up the line, but I've spent 11 years sizing up Aaron Cromer. I had the privilege of coaching with him in Oakland and evolving there. I've watched him grow and as a football coach, as a not only a specialist in his area, but as a complete coach and person, he's evolved. And things happen fast and fluidly in the National Football League. And you know, the help of our organization to be able to accomplish this task will be tremendously important as we move along. Well, you know, number one is we've certainly seen some transitional phases with tight end football in the NFL. I mean, we all know there's been great tight ends. I think it's come to a little more fluidity this year. The most important thing is not who you have. It's being able to force defenses to defend the entire field. And so whether you have tight ends or wide receivers or running backs, when a defense lines up, you hope they feel like you could go anywhere with the football. And I think that's the most important thing, whether you do it with tight ends or otherwise. Certainly the tight end has become more of a featured or renewed player in the last few years in the NFL. That's a great question. The box in the CFL is the same as the box down here. You know, it really doesn't change. The protection schemes up there and the blitzes we see up there are the same blitzes that we're going to see each and every week on Sunday down here. So the development and the coaching of those players is absolutely the same. That's really it in a nutshell. The field's wider. It's longer. I'm excited we get four downs now instead of three downs to make a first down. I'm excited about that. I'm excited that our defensive coaches don't have to deal with all the multiple motions and formations that our defensive coaches would walk into me and say, how are we going to handle this? It's impossible to defend these types of motions. So at the end of the day, the box is the box. The player development is the same, and the coaching's got to be outstanding and is outstanding in Canada just like it is in the NFL.